Now, if you have your anointing oil here, just touch it and place it on your forehead. I want to make prophetic declarations concerning this meeting and set a seal upon what God has done. Put your finger and just lay your hand on your forehead. If you have an anointing, there's somebody beside you, just quickly. I declare in the name of Jesus Christ into your life that as you leave this place, the sound of many waters shall be heard in your life. I command every dead thing to come alive right now in the name of Jesus. Ideas that you have given up on, but were planted once into this earth, they receive life right now. And I declare they shall spring forth. So I say unto you, you shall meet an individual before the end of this quarter, without you making any suggestion to that person. A conversation shall be opened up, and the possibilities of the realization of that idea you had given up on shall be presented unto you. And by this you will know that you had an encounter with God at Wolfbeck, and the life that was imparted into you entered into your spirit, springing up in your life in different forms. I see in the spirit that some of you that have had it in your heart, but you don't see the possibility of it. Before this year ends, not only will you have purchased a land, but you will have built your houses. I declare that as you leave this place, Samuel said to Saul after he was anointed, the ashes that you are looking for have been found. What you were looking for in the natural, when you came up to this place and said, let us go to the mountain of Wabek, there we will meet with prophets of God. The grace upon every minister that has stood upon this platform is hereby released into your own life. What you were looking for has been found. I declare your heart has been changed. Men will see you and know that when you entered into Wolfbeck, your status first of all changed in the spirit realm, and it shall materialize fully with a change in your social status on this earth in the name of Jesus. Now I say unto you that you might know you met with God. Some of you have even given up quietly on the idea of ever getting married. You will see that the finger of God touched you in this place. For the person that has been kept from the foundation of this world, kept free of all contamination and guile, I command that person to be released into your life this moment in the name of Jesus Christ. You leave this place with eyes that see and ears that hear. If you find yourself in any situation that will lead to death or destruction, I declare, by the impartation of the Spirit you have received, you will perceive in your heart that something is wrong with this journey I want to embark on. Something is wrong with this investment I want to make. Your sixth sense has been awakened, And you now see into the realm of the spirit. And you shall know things ahead of time. And you shall make wise decisions. And you shall be ahead of your peers and your generation. An apostolic mantle rests upon you in the marketplace. Kings will see you do things with your hands. And they will say it unto you. Who told you about these things? From whence did you have knowledge of this? We were the masters in this industry. The gatekeepers. How did this idea come to you? How did you see this? And you shall say unto them, by the entrance of the Spirit of God into my heart, I received the ability to see into the realm of the Spirit and the ability to hear things before they manifested. The line shall fall unto you in pleasant places. This time next year, you shall be standing healthy and strong in the name of Jesus. And I declare, nothing missing, nothing broken in your life in the name of Jesus. The grace for acceleration and speed is released unto you. All that the men of God have carried to this platform, all experiences that they have had in their own individual ministry, the combined effect of the graces upon them is released into your life this moment. And in every facet where they are manifesting the wisdom of God, in all of those facets, you will show forth God's wisdom. As they have broken through, so shall you break through. As they have expanded, so shall you expand this year. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Nothing you received in this meeting shall be lost. You shall receive more than you sought for. For as we have heard, we are dealing with a God that discloses by divine coincidence even things you did not seek for. As Paul did not seek for Jesus, but Jesus met with him on the way. As you leave this place, you will have encounters with Jesus concerning things about your destiny that you don't know about in the mighty name of Jesus. You will receive callings into positions that you are not thinking about. God shall grant you a sign that will silence your enemies. God will grant you a sign the first quarter of this year that will silence your enemies. The reproach is lifted off your life in the name of Jesus, and death is swallowed up in victory. For every pastor and minister that participated, I declare that you came to this ground seeking for a spiritual breakthrough in your ministry. God says unto you, it is done. That church and ministry shall expand at a rate and at a speed that it will be like unto you Peter that caught fish. It will be boat sinking, net breaking. And of a truth you shall know, it is not by my wisdom this came, but this is nothing else but the finger of God. Your children shall prosper. Your family shall be whole and well. No angel of death can visit your house in the name of Jesus. You shall receive help from strangers. Someone will walk into your life this year. One person that will open up a door that will last a lifetime. As Pharaoh sent for Joseph, I declare right now to that person in authority, hear ye the word of the Lord. You send for the people that are in this auditorium and listening and under the sound of my voice, you shall receive a call that shall change your status forever. For those of you that served, for those of you that committed things for the success of this meeting, Jesus sent out his apostles and said, freely you have received, freely give. However, the house where you find your peace, abode in that house, and your peace shall rest upon that house. Those of you that did this, the dimension of blessing that shall come upon you shall be as the ark that rested in the house of the Philistine. That everything within 3 months was fruitful, growing, not because of the effort of that man, but the presence of the ark. The presence of the graces that came into this convention rest in your home, and you shall see increase that will shock and surprise you. Multiplication that will come forth in the mighty name of Jesus. Anything that the enemy has planned against you this year, we bring it under divine judgment. Curse it to its roots. And anybody who has had words spoken over you by people and have made declarations collectively, and I stand in agreement with every minister that has stood on this platform and collectively declare, those words drop down dead, unfulfilled. The finger of God shall be seen on your life, and it's that which you say that shall come to pass. Go in peace, for the Lord is with you, and you shall prosper this year, and your land shall yield its increase, and your children shall grow stronger and stronger by day. Joy unspeakable, full of glory, is your portion in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you all in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let's just take one worship song. Where's Pastor Nan? Okay.
Has come to pass. See what the Lord has done.
See what the Lord.
See what the Lord has done.
What we came here for.
What we came here for. Has come to pass. Hey. See what the Lord has done.
How can I say thanks for all the things that you have done for us? Things so undeserved. Yet you do to prove your love for us. The voices of a million angels could not express my gratitude. Oh, that we are and ever hope to be, Lord. We owe it all.
Bless you all. See you at Wolfbeck 2024. And all online people, God bless you also.